Thank you so much for calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
Yeah, may I speak with Jessica Wolf, please?
Jessica Wolf, give me one sec. Let me get you connected to her. May I please know who's calling?
Yeah, Steve Romano.
Steve Romano.
Romano, R-O-M-A-N-O.
Perfect. Give me one sec. Let me get you connected to Jessica Wolf.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Jessica?
This is Jessica Wolf.
Hi, this is Steve Romano. We've been playing tag on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. So what's what do you want to talk to me about, Jessica?
Well, it was probably in regards to your book's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we saw the book, we had a few ideas about marketing, so we were assuming, if you know, maybe if you haven't given up on your book and you're still looking, you know, to get better outreach, or let's just say in short, better number of sales, we can help you with that. Could you just give me a second so I can pull up your book?
Yeah, I have more than one book. You can pull up my website and then you can see the whole deal all at once if you want to do that.
Okay. Did you have any word with any of our associates before?
I don't believe so. No, not at, you're at Penguin Books?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I don't think so.
Okay, hold on just a second here, okay? Give me a moment. You're Steve Reed, right?
No, Steve who?
What's your second name?
My middle name is Robert.
Okay. Can I have your full name?
Steve Robert Romano.
Okay.
R-O-M-A-N-O.
I feel like I mean, obviously, I know that I did the research. But for some reason, I just don't see it in my profile. Can you tell me the name of your book so I can pull it up?
Yeah, here, go to steverromano.com, please.
Sure, Steve. Steve R. Romano. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell Romano? Is it R-A-M-A-N-O?
R-O-M.
Okay.
A-N-O.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Science fiction titles. Dreams
yep,
of
science
Trail.
Science, and we got some kids' books, and so we have a whole gamut of stuff there.
Okay. The Vortex. I see. And all of these are available on Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon and other places where they sell books online.
Yeah. As in, like, Barnes & Noble and Kobo.
Yeah, I'm not sure of all the different places, but...
Okay,
online
and which book?
In,
in particular are you like working on, or is it the most recent one, so that we can pull up that and we can see, you know, what sort of marketing can we offer you? Can you tell me the name of the book that you're most interested to market, or if you feel like it had better potential but it couldn't deliver you the results that you were looking for?
My favorite series are the Dreams of Betrayal books. It's a 4-book series.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That's my personal favorite. You know, we have the beautiful children's books, the picture books.
Mm-hmm.
And we have middle grade stories, which are fun, you know. It's hard to say which one I like the best. I mean, I kind of like all of them, but I really don't know. I wouldn't know what to tell you as far as,
then,
you know, who would buy the most of what, you know what I mean?
But, like, when it's a series, it always depends on the first book, right? I mean, if the first book hooks a client or a reader, I mean, they'd probably go ahead and buy 10 more out of that series if they're, you know, in love with it. So what about the first book? I mean, let me just pull it up. It has 4 books in total, the series. It shows over here. And the first one was published on 24th of January 2020. So that was, like, almost, like, now 2 years, right?
For 2020,
The Vortex, that's the first one.
The Vortex?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, if I ask you a few questions about that in particular, I mean, I obviously am intrigued, I want to know more. Can you tell me, like, how well was the results from your first book when you published it out there?
I'm sorry, how what?
How well? I mean, like, did you get the recognition you were, you know, planning on getting?
Oh, how well did you make it come out? Yes and no. It's been well received by people that I've been doing my own, you know, just word of mouth, right? I talk to people. We've done some, you know, little sales here and there, and the books have been well received, and I've had quite a few people, you know, come back and they want to get the whole series after reading the first book. But it's very, very small scale. I mean, I'm not,
you don't
not
sound
really
satisfied.
You know, I'm not a marketing guy. You know, I'm just, I just do my thing. How many books have I sold since I first wrote the book? I have no idea.
Did you even make the break even that usually people invest in publishing, right? I mean, there are so many things that you got to go through before the book is out there, like a cover, you know, editing and all. I mean, did you by any chance end up making a break even from your book sales, or what's that even?
We've made money.
Okay.
We're definitely making money on the sales. We're ahead of the game as far as that goes. My wife and I do everything ourselves in-house.
Oh, okay.
She's a copy editor, and she's an artist, and she designed the cover art. We did work together on the interior artwork. The Dreams of Betrayal books are fully illustrated. I when we're done talking on the phone, I think it might be good for you if you took a few minutes and kind of perused all of my books, and Amazon will give you a little free peek inside so you can kind of get a feel for what the books are like and how they're laid out.
None of this would be fruitful if I don't have a solid answer to if you are interested to, you know, do the marketing. Because if let's just say you guys are doing everything in-house and you guys have no knowledge of marketing on your own, then I need to know why exactly did you guys never pursue it, right? I mean, you can always outsource something like this. In 2 years' time, you guys did not outsource this. Like, maybe you guys are not interested, right? So I got to first find out, is this the point of time where you feel like somebody else should, you know, fill in the shoes for marketing your books and making you the money that you should deserve in order to, you know, sell the books?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm talking to you, Jessica.
Okay.
I'm not a salesman. Now, I've tried a lot of things over the years, because it's been more than 2 years. That publishing date of a couple years ago, that's just the latest revision. The Dreams of Betrayal book actually first came out in, I think the first edition came out in 2006, 2006, 2008, something like
that. Oh, my God.
I've made some revisions to it, and every once in a while I'll pick it up and read it, and if I find a wrong word or something, there's little things mm-hmm. that slip through. Heidi and I will fix it, and we'll go through the book and correct it, and then we'll just, reissue it with the correction.
I see. Okay.
So, now what I've done over the years is, I followed everybody's advice about social media, and I joined all the groups, and I was on Facebook and whatever, all of them, and I was every day, hours every day, I would spend advertising and talking and I did it for years, and it didn't generate any sales whatsoever, almost virtually nothing on the internet. After 6 or 8 years of doing that, I just came to the conclusion that it was a complete, just not the right people. They're not, everybody else was doing the same thing I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very time-consuming, and the reward was minimal, if nothing.
Oh.
Which year was that you started doing this? What's that?
Which year were you doing this experiment?
I did it for like 6 or 8 years, straight.
What years were they?
Oh, gosh. I stopped doing it. I think I stopped doing social media about 4 years ago. I just got off completely. Yeah,
okay.
I signed out of Facebook. I don't even do that. The only thing I'm connected with anymore is LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a more
then
professional
I hired
yeah.
a publicist, and that was a waste of money.
Oh.
I paid for an ad in a magazine, and it was very expensive, and I thought it didn't generate a single sale.
Oh, my God.
So we're just, I'm kind of burned out on the marketing. I'm just not a salesman, I can talk to someone and get them interested, and but I'm just not a salesperson.
Yeah.
I don't know how to navigate in that type of world.
Okay.
I'm burned out on the whole process, and I'm very leery about dumping a whole lot of money again for no return because the
I
return
do get
is
it.
Important. Yeah,
that's
so.
Stupid. I mean, investing money without a guarantee or knowing that this would work. I mean, I totally get it. I've been there. Trust me. So,
so it's a hard, I'm retired now, so there's that to consider too. I have fixed income, so I really want to get our books out. I really believe they're excellent stories, and I just don't know how to do it. I'll tell you what, Jessica. Before we go any further, do me one this one courtesy. Now, do you have caller ID?
No, I can't have your number. Can you just dictate me one number so I know where to contact you? I'm just going to text you.
Yeah, I'll just give you my phone number.
Yeah, okay.
It's 715.
715?
732. Hold on one second.
Start over.
I don't like giving out my home number. No offense. Let me give you my cell phone number. Is that okay?
Yeah, that would work. I mean, if you're also a guy who can text, that would be more preferred. I can text you every time I do an update.
My cell phone number is, hold on, I have brain fart. I don't know my own phone number. That's because I never dial it. hold on, I got to get...
Take your time.
I got to get a card and look it up. All right. It's 715-308-6611.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I got it. Can you also
that's my
your
cell.
Email address?
And, I usually just, I'm not one of those guys that runs around with a cell on all the time. So I check it once a day in the mornings. So if you leave a message, you probably won't get a return call until the next day.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, do you check your emails more often? I mean, by any chance if I
email
you?
I check my emails once every morning.
Okay, can I email you then a little bit of stuff for you to do your research on us meanwhile? I mean, right now we're here, I'll talk to you about what we have, but at the same time, I also want you and your wife to go through it. May I have your email for that?
Yeah, you have email. Steve at Lunamont, LUNAMONT.com.
.com, okay, let me just...
Please don't share that with... I don't want to get spam, please.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
Okay,
so, Jessica, I have to go, but if you could please... I'll look forward to getting an email from you, but I really would appreciate it if you could take a few minutes and look at each of our books and do the sneak peeks and so you can get a feel for what we've done.
Yeah,
and then
maybe
the
next
time
we can schedule a call... Yeah. Can you
just and then we
follow
can schedule
time.
You can send me an email and say, hey, can we talk on this day?
Send you an email, and by tomorrow I'll expect you to give me a time to when should we go on a proper call, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
That will work. Okay.
Today is Monday.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, we could talk again this week. I don't really have anything going this week.
Tuesdays or Wednesdays would be most ideal for me. So, like, if I send you an email today by any chance before going to bed, if you can check your emails and reply back to me for a time tomorrow, that will work. Or you can reply back to me tomorrow morning, and I'll look forward to calling you, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that sounds perfect, Jessica.
That's perfect. Just look out for my email then, okay? Let me know if you have any questions and try to go into the detailed research mode so that tomorrow if we hop on a follow-up, you have more questions that are more related towards your book and marketing. And what else I'll do is I'll give you a review after reading the synopsis for your first book that is accessible on the Internet. Why I'm saying just the first book, because the marketing can only happen with one book first if it's a series, okay? If the first one goes well, then only we can focus on the others because then we'll have a loyal readership for you to follow, okay?
Right.
So for now, I'll take a look at the first one. I'll give you a review in my email. Just read what I think about your book, and then we can schedule a call.
All right. That's good. That all sounds really good. And the other reason I was asking if you would, look at all the books that we have, I know it's time-consuming, but you might find something in there that you think is more marketable in the beginning than what I want to do. Does that make sense? Maybe one of my other books, in your opinion, you might look at one of my other books and think, you know what, I can get an instant market for this one versus that one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's kind of why I wanted to, especially the children's books, because they're really adorable. And you might say, you know what, Steve, we might be able to get this one book out there a lot quicker than your sci-fi.
I mean, children's book is actually a better option if you compare with your four book series, because see, all celebrations are right now around the corner, okay? And children's books are so like crazy when it comes to vacations because people are buying it for their friends, families, and stuff. So it has a really good market in December. And let's just say if you were to have a decision in our favor, we can take a few weeks to, make a calendar for you, and December will be the month when, we'll be generating the revenues from marketing. So we can do that, but let me take a look at all your books just a sneak peek, and then let me find out through my editor which will be a best fit for you for marketing, okay?
Perfect, Jessica. Thank you very much.
Hey, not a problem. Just look out for my email. Give me a few hours to do this, and then I will look forward to your response.
Yeah, I probably won't get maybe later this evening or in the morning for sure.
Yeah, take your time. I'll just look out for it.
All right, thanks, Jessica. We'll
talk
soon.
No problem. You have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
You too. All right, bye-bye.